AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports on the reaction in Minnesota to a fatal shooting by federal agents.
Anger in Minneapolis after an ICE officer shot and killed a driver during the Trump administration's latest immigration crackdown. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem alleged the woman was trying to run over agents.
She had been stalking and impeding their work all throughout the day. ICE agents repeatedly ordered her to get out of the car and to stop obstructing law enforcement, but she refused to obey their commands.
To Minnesotans, I say this. I feel your anger. I'm angry.
But Governor Tim Walz says
they want a show. We can't give it to them. We cannot. If you protest and express your First Amendment rights, please do so peacefully as you always do.
And he adds,
to Donald Trump and Kristi Noem, you've done enough. There's nothing more important than Minnesotan safety. I've issued a warning order to prepare the Minnesota National Guard. We have soldiers in training and prepared to be deployed if necessary.
I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump proposed setting U.S. military spending at $1.5 trillion in 2027, citing troubled and dangerous times. Trump called for the massive surge in spending days after he ordered a U.S. military operation to capture Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is seeking to tighten its control over Venezuelan oil. A pair of sanctioned tankers transporting petroleum were seized yesterday. The U.S. also says it plans to relax some sanctions so the U.S. can oversee the sale of Venezuela's petroleum worldwide. The Energy Department says the only oil transported in and out of Venezuela will be through approved channels consistent with U.S. law and national security interests. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on waivers for state education funding.
The Trump administration is giving the state of Iowa more power to decide how it spends its federal education money. The White House is signing off on a proposal that's expected to be the first of many as conservative states apply for new spending freedom from the federal government. Iowa was the first state to apply for an exemption from certain spending rules after Education Secretary Linda McMahon invited states to request the flexibility last year. Under the arrangement, federal money from four programs aimed at teacher training, English learners, after-school programs, and academic enrichment will be pooled into a single pot with fewer limits on how it's spent. Waivers like this have been offered for years, but are finding new interest under President Donald Trump. Indiana and Oklahoma have made similar requests. I'm Haya Panjwani.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.